Uh-oh.
I feel the liftoff. The clock has started. Roger.
This is Morning Show. Here are your hosts, Kyle and Kenny.
Good morning, Kenny.
I'm still eating.
No, you're still eating. It's almost like you've been eating for a week straight.
Oh, man.
How many saltines?
So much eating.
You've eaten at least an entire box of saltines by now.
Like a pallet of saltines.
You need something
point.
To drink with that? Are you all right?
Just my saliva and me.
Okay. little bit of amylase. What's in your saliva again?
Saltines.
Saltines. Just saltines from now on. Hey, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Morning Show Mini. Man. Guess what, Kenny? Today's National Taco Day.
It was
2 weeks ago. It was National Taco Day. Except today, it's National Taco Day. We're doing these back to back to back to save some. We explained this already. Kenny, Taco Bell has made the best meal you'll never taste for National Taco Day.
What does that mean?
So they've done a trio of different, like, worldly, culinarily inspired tacos just for National Taco Day. If you click on the link in our little link box over there and scroll down about halfway, you'll see what they call, quote-unquote, a world of tacos. They are inspired by the local cuisines of Korea, Japan, and India. I would love
ooh,
to see these at a Taco Bell. Real crispy rice.
What are those shells made of?
Yeah, I assume some sort of rice. The one on the top, that's got to be chicken, right? Some sort of breaded chicken. Taco Bell, of course,
like
is
the naked chicken chalupa.
That's right. Taco Bell, is known for its naked chicken tacos. Have you, speaking of National Taco Day, have you tried the naked egg taco?
I have not. I didn't even know that was a thing until the other day, and I didn't try it then. I want to try it. What is it? Let me look it up.
Just so I refresh your memory properly, you can probably search our show notes. We've talked about this before. We have talked about the naked...
Oh, the egg one! That's right!
That's right. The naked egg taco. Available
I should
at
go
Taco
out
Bell.
And get one.
Hey, let's
get one now.
Let's just pause the show right now. We'll go out and get one. It's only 8:50 at night. Should be able to go out and get a taco.
Blue raspberry freeze. Airheads blue raspberry freeze.
Fourth meal. It's just eggs. Only eggs. Uncooked.
Is it a breakfast only?
It is breakfast only, unfortunately. So we will have to wait for that. But this looks real good, right? Some sort of like world cuisine inspired tacos at a taco place.
Yeah.
A bell even.
We can't get it.
That's the whole point. Yeah. This
is not the egg taco that we talked about. This is way different.
Can you send me the egg taco that you're looking at right now? Because so far as I have seen,
the dressed egg taco. It's naked and then dressed. It's like a double-deckered egg taco.
What is this? Why can't they shape the potatoes to be the shell for the taco?
Like a big hash brown?
Can't that be we are connecting these episodes real well.
That's right.
Can't that just be like a hash brown on the outside that they curve and make into a shell, and then the egg goes on the inside. Now that's the naked one. Show me the one with the clothes. I'm I have my safe taco filter on right now. I need to see
the one.
Yeah, right. No, it's all blurred out. Show me the taco with clothes, please.
All right, it's just another tortilla around the whole thing.
That's, can I just say that tortilla looks far more like skin like than the egg itself. I am getting weird feelings about the,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I don't think there's a good promo pictures. I'm willing to say it looks like they just went to a Taco Bell that was making this, and then they took a picture with the phone and said, okay, that's the one. Put it on the website.
It is kind of in the abyss. Well, what I think with these new like menus that they're putting up and these ordering kiosks, they want these photos to look like you could take them yourself. It's the Instagramification of fast food. It's got to be, right? You more than likely don't want to take a photo of your McDonald's hamburger, because once they squish it in that paper wrapper, it does not look anything like that professional photograph that you saw in the drive-thru.
Right. Have you seen The Founder, the one of the movie that came out last year?
No, I haven't.
With Michael Keaton?
Zach Galifianakis.
No. It's basically about the founding of Will Smith. If it's Will Smith, you can watch it.
That's actually 7 pounds. It's what he gained after eating only 28 McDonald's. Quarter pounders. Yeah. Am I mixing my movies?
Maybe. So it's about like the founding of McDonald's as a franchised restaurant.
It's actually called The Pursuit of Happy Meals.
Ha. Nice. Do you have ha? Do you have that one?
Yeah. I thought my joke was maybe a little better than deserving of a
ha.
But
perfect.
It's fine.
But it's the way that they portray the McDonald's kind of like ecosystem and the way that everything runs in the restaurant when you first see the restaurant happening in the beginning of the movie. It makes me wish I had a time machine to go back to when restaurants or maybe just McDonald's was this. It was just a hamburger stand, basically. And I wish that I could go back and tell them that their restaurants in the future will be run by high school students who don't give a crap about what the food tastes like as long as there's meat between two pieces of bread. As long as that formula exists, everything else is a wild card. So.
These are today's headlines.
Well, Kenny, let me tell you a little story. Here in the news, robots, they're actually replacing fast food workers at a new Shake Shack.
Never had it.
Wait, what?
I've never had Shake Shack burgers. I've had Shake Shack fries.
So wait. You went into a Shake Shack.
Mm-hmm.
You had the fries. I know we had a conversation about the fries before, and I went to Steak and Shake, got some Steak and Shake fries. I made sure to have a burger when I was there. How is it that you want, did they have fries like extra, read all about it. I've got French fries here.
Eat
for
all
you.
About it, Kyle.
Eat. I'll give you one. I'll give you that.
The reason is
tell me how this happened. Holy,
I went to a conference.
How'd you not get a burger?
I went to an AV conference in Orlando, and on my flight there, I don't know. I think I covered this on the show before. I had the flu. I got the flu flying to Orlando, and so for the next 4 days, spending in the summer in Orlando, I had the flu, and it was one of the worst weeks of my life, and my coworkers were going to Shake Shack the night I got in on the plane.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, you want to go? And I said, yeah, sure, maybe I get something in my stomach, because I hadn't really eaten anything all day. And I got there, and I felt like garbage, and I said, oh, just some fries. Just give me some fries. And the fries were good, but I was also in, like, a flu stupor, like a flooper. So I didn't get to have a Shake Shack burger that night. I'm so sorry. I let you down because I had the flu.
You know what? It actually, I'm surprising myself at this moment, because I should be more hurt, maybe, that you didn't get a shake at Shake Shack. But I went to a Shake Shack and I didn't get a shake. So, you know, I can't be too mad. Let me tell you a little bit about what's happening here, though, at this Shake Shack. Because this image, it's something else. It's a robot holding a burger with two great tomatoes.
Photoshop. I love it.
Can you talk to me about two tomatoes on a burger? Should it just be one, or should it be two? Mm. Should the tomato be as big as the burger? Should the burger conform to the size of the tomato? Why are there two tomatoes on there?
I don't mind two tomatoes, as long as they're fresh tomatoes. If they're like green or runny or dry tomatoes, get that out of there. No.
Okay. Get out of there. All right, Kenny. Well, let's take a trip. Let's take a flu. Let's flu over, maybe. Do you want the flu again? We could give you the flu again. We can go back over to New York. Let's go to the Big Apple. Robots, Kenny, will replace humans, and cash won't be accepted at a soon-to-open Shake Shack in the East Village, reps for the popular burger chain said on Monday. This Monday. Two Mondays for you. Just, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Customers will place orders via an app and at touchscreen kiosks inside the restaurant, which is scheduled to open an Astor Place branch later this month. I don't know where that is, but it's fine. Workers dubbed hospitality champs, quote unquote, hospitality champs, will guide diners through possible tech glitches the same way that those automatic shopper things that you come up to at Target and places like that, people have problems with them still. If you got to mash your fingers on that thing to get your burger, you need people there to help. So that's what's going to happen. So kiosks, app, no cash. I only pay cash with burgers because I don't want that on my credit card. You know?
So this is basically Uber for burgers.
But they don't bring it to you. You got to use those legs. Got to walk into.
But it's all through the app is what I mean. Like the model of payment is through the app, right?
Precisely. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or the touchscreen kiosk, which will probably have a credit card swiper.
Right.
Yeah.
Or NFC or something.
Oh, yeah, maybe. One of those Apple Pay terminal things, potentially. Do you think, let's take this one more step further. Do you think that fast food restaurants will adopt sort of the Starbucks model of you order it and then you walk into it later and it's just sitting on the counter for you and you pick it up and you leave, so you don't have to wait in line or anything like that?
I don't think so, because they're you make a Starbucks run and you know what you want. You basically know what you want going or making the decision to go to a Starbucks, right? You're going to Starbucks and you're like, I know I want this coffee, or I want to get my regular. You never go. I mean, I don't want to say never, but it's becoming more and more rare that people go to a Starbucks and go, I don't know what I want. Let me look at the menu, because the menu is freaking crazy to look at, by the way. Go ahead. Go to a Starbucks these days. Look up at the menu and try to read it at all and go, how much am I paying for a what size? Who is this?
Surprise.
Surprise.
You got all the drinks.
You just kind of have to know the Starbucks lingo at this point. And if you don't, get out of there.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
Right. So at a fast food place, though, drive-through is nothing beats it. Nothing beats the drive-through. Going inside of a restaurant, you want to, there's something.
Hold on. Stop right there. There's something that could beat the drive-through.
What?
What if you drove your car past, you open your window, and they shoot like a potato cannon of French fries at your car, And it goes,
I guess,
and it goes right in your stomach. No, you want it in your mouth. You want it, it goes right in your mouth. That sounds better than a drive-thru. Don't.
So unless there was some
ways that I can find fast food to get faster in my face. Come on.
So unless there was a way, I mean, we did talk a few months ago. We talked about the Uber that would take you to a Taco Bell, which was actually the Taco Bell next to you.
It was a Lyft.
Or a Lyft. Sorry. And I mean, we're also moving into where autonomous vehicles, when you go to a drive through in an autonomous vehicle, like, how does that work? Does autonomy know that you're going into a drive through, or does it just think you're in traffic?
It gets to order. You have to actually feed the car French fries.
The car, or it won't takes run. French fries. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit of cooking oil, just right there on top, please.
Right.
Oil.
But I could actually see in, you know, like the 20-year future, the drive-through turns into an autonomous, you know, cars, or you order the food, either you go in the car to go pick it up, or the car just goes by itself, and there's a very specific, like, window, time window, that the car has to be in a specific location to get the food. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So that's how that would work. Just kind of make it as efficient as possible.
Yeah, it sounds just logistics of trying to figure that out just sounds real bad. Maybe you just do what Domino's is doing, right?
Yeah, cars wouldn't do it. It'd probably just be drones.
I mean,
everything's gonna be drones.
That sounds pretty good. That's my drone sound.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Kenny.
So does this mean I need to change my name to Burger Robotics?
No, I don't think so. I think this article is getting away with saying that fast food workers are being replaced with quote unquote robots. A lot of bunny ears going around here. A kiosk is not a robot. It's not doing any of the work itself. If I could walk in and if it said like. You look like you need a burger. Was that kind of a New York accent?
It takes like a scan of you.
Yeah.
It determines, I don't know if it would be able to determine like the last time that you ate.
Yeah. It's like, hold on. Let's work this out. So you walk into the restaurant, the Shake Shack, right?
Shake Shack. Hello. I am walking into the Shake Shack. My name is Kenny.
You have entered the burger zone. You look like you need a burger.
Let me take a blood sample.
Making burgers now for you.
No, but like a blood sample or some sort of like...
You're gonna give blood at the burger joint just so you can eat. Hey, oh man, just to save your sanity and sickness here.
No. What's happening is
I don't want you to iPhone. Pass out. You okay? You all right, bud?
The new iPhone, after Face ID, they're going to go back to like the Touch ID, but it's like a prick ID where
hold on.
Stopping you right there. You look like a...
Yeah, we can't
have a fit over here.
Yeah, you are. We can't do that. Kenny, let's slow things down a little bit and play.
I'm dying.
That's right. Let's play a game. Speaking of things that are fried, maybe it's time for us to play a game. You ready?
Okay.
It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not? Or is it food created by a Twitter bot? It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not?
That's right, Kenny. It's time for another round of Fair or Not. And today we're going to play a game centered around something called Beignet Fest.
So Beignet Fest.
That's right. So we'll have to guess beignet or not.
Beignet, done that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Beignetfest.com. If you're at all interested in their official menu, I'll read a couple of them off of here and throw in a few fake ones. And you're going to have to guess whether it's a real beignet or not.
Why don't you enlighten me what a beignet is?
So a beignet, Kenny, is, maybe we should get like an official statement on what a beignet is from the New Orleans iconic dessert festival 2017. They say, Beignet Fest celebrates New Orleans' most iconic dessert, the beignet. From traditional sweet treats to savory delicacies that feature seafood, cheese, and more, maybe... Oh. Beignet Fest serves up the best beignets in the South. So you can get, it's basically like fried dough with stuff in it, typically with powdered sugar on top, which is my favorite part. Sure. Is that the origin of the, Garko? Can you help us out here? That's not what I expected, but thank you.
That's what the bagel network is called, Bagnet.
Bagnet. It's like the dark web for fried breakfast. Right. I got to get back here. Kenny, I'm going to tell you a couple of beignets, and you'll need to guess if it's a real beignet or not.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Pork rind beignet.
Pork rind beignet? I thought these were sweet and powdered sugar. Does that have like a pork rind like stuffed into it or wrapped in a pork? Oh, wrapped in a pork rind.
Real or not?
I'm going to say real.
It is not real. No, absolutely not. Kenny,
that sounds like a fair item though.
Yeah. It sounds real good.
I guess
like
this isn't really inside. A fair.
Well,
it's a fest.
It's a fest. Fest fair?
Is it fest or not?
That's doesn't sound as good. I'll be honest.
Hey,
doesn't? Yeah, I mean, maybe it's your voice, or maybe it's
hey.
Maybe it's the lack of chorus. Kenny, number two, Bananas Foster beignet.
Oh, that's got to be real.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
That does sound good.
It's kind of anything banana I can get behind.
Yeah, you're really big on frozen bananas. That's your gosh. That is your Disneyland treat of choice.
Can I stop you right here? I had one of the best. That was weird. One of the best frozen bananas of my life 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you sent me a picture of it.
Yeah, it was so. Don't say it.
Okay.
Banana. This frozen banana. Imagine, listeners, if you would. A frozen banana that is then dipped in a creamy peanut butter and then covered in liquid nitrogen. So, in fact, the peanut butter freezes itself because it's so cold. And then you crunch right on top of that. It's like sticking a banana into a peanut butter jar and not just ending up with a broken in half banana because you couldn't dip it properly. You ever tried to do that? Stick your nanner in a jar. Kenny, number three.
Break it in half. Or saltines, by the way. Saltines.
Okay. All right. Good. I'm going to expect by episode three that you not have any more of those. You got to finish the box. All right.
Uh-oh.
I'm glad we're in agreement. Kenny, number three. Crab meat beignets.
Oh. I guess you did say savory. And it is New Orleans. Or Nolans.
I'm not even going to try.
Let's say real. Real beignet.
That's right. It is a real beignet. Sounds real good. Kenny, number four. Sauerkraut beignets.
Oh.
Real or not?
Nah.
You're right.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's not real. Number five, Kenny.
I don't even want to picture that. I don't even want to imagine.
Yeah. Number five, Kenny. Oreo beignets.
Oh, that's got to be real.
Yeah. Yeah. Because see,
New Oreo. No.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
You like that one?
That's like the Lego brand.
Yeah.
Buying the country Legos.
Yeah. Kenny, you ready for another one?
Yeah.
All right. Ramen beignets.
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Gross. Yuck.
You're right. I made that one up.
I hate that you made that up. That sounds terrible.
Kenny, next one. Beignet fries.
Real. Oh, yeah, that's got to be real.
Real or not?
Yeah, totally. That sounds really good. Beignet fries?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, for breakfast.
That's the slogan for this show. Mm, for breakfast.
Here, let me do it. Let me do it a little better.
No. We got it. I got it. It's fine. It's a good one. Are you ready for another?
For breakfast.
I don't like that one at all. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Chicken and sausage beignet.
Not a chicken sausage beignet, but a chicken and sausage beignet.
Yes.
So like a chicken ate a sausage and then laid down.
Then beignet'd an egg.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say real.
Yeah, you're right. Very good.
How's that made?
I have no idea.
A pork eats a chicken. And then the chicken is like a beignet.
Yeah, it's like a turducken, but in a
it's
beignet.
It's turducken, but it's a beignet.
That sounds that's really awful. Good. Mm.
It's like a cordon bleu, but it's a sausage and a beignet.
All right, Kenny. we had beignet fries. What about beignet sliders?
No.
Sliders.
No, not sliders. What would be in the middle of a slider? Of a beignet slider? Just powdered sugar, just like a sugar cube?
It's just sugar on sugar on sugar. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm going to say not.
You're saying it's not. It is going to be very real. It is the hamburger and hot sausage beignet slider. With beef / hot sausage patty, pickles, tomato, and lettuce. $5. Go get it.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound good?
I don't know. $5 for one slider, though?
Most of these are pretty expensive. So,
I guess so.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, Kenny.
I'm really hungry for something other than saltine.
All right. Let's do one last one.
All right. One more.
Gulf fish beignets. Real or not?
You really got the region there, but really general with the fish. It's like no name for the fish.
It's a sausage. It's a fish sausage. So
what? No, not real.
That is very real. It is a place that does just that one.
Just the one beignet.
Just that one beignet. There's also...
I wonder if there's like beignet trucks in New Orleans that are kind of like taco trucks over here in California.
All sorts of flavors. Yeah. Doesn't that sound good?
Doesn't that sound good?
There's one I skipped over that for sure just sounds great. Bacon and cheddar beignets with chipotle crema. All over that.
Okay.
What? Hold on. You don't think that sounds good?
I mean, it does sound good, but I don't know. It's a real mix of flavors that I don't know if I can get behind yet. I guess it depends on how sweet they make the beignets, or if they just make it more just like bready, you know?
Yeah.
I'm also not seeing any pictures of this, so I have no idea what to expect.
That is true. So if you're, I guess if you're in the what'd you say? Nolens? If you're in that area. Nolens. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go nosh on this. October 7th coming up. You must have missed it though, because this is coming out later. I'm sorry.
Oops.
Boop, 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 boop,
boop. It's time to cover the beignet snowball.
It's, I know. I'm sorry. Kenny, and that image. You know what I like? You know what I really like? Jambalaya.
Jambalaya.
Jambalaya is so good.
You know where we're going, Kyle?
What? Well, where are we going?
We're going to Disneyland, to the New Orleans Quarter, where we can get some gumbo and clam chowder and beignets and Oh, what's the drink?
There was a guy who just retired from being a chef over there, had worked there the longest out of all the employees at Disneyland.
Hmm.
It was really, really impressive. You did not see that article, I guess.
No.
Anyway, it's fine. Good work, Chef Man. And Kenny. Mm-hmm. Kenny, that's how you play a round of Fair or Not.
It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not? Or is it created by a Twitter bot? It's time to ask Kenny, is it fair or not?
That's the remix. Hmm. So that's it. That's another morning show mini. Tune in next time when we're about to record another one, and I'm about to lose my voice after doing this voice for this long, and we have to record another one.
Oh man.
Could I get a little bit of those saltines, maybe? Clear things up?
No.
Just one. Maybe just one?
They really don't clear things up. You heard the coughing fit I had earlier.
Yeah, but that was because of my funny joke and not because of the saltines.
I think it was fueled by the saltine dust that built up in my esophagus.
I think it was because of the funny jokes.
Sure. You can believe that.
Okay. All right. You can also believe that we've got some show notes for this episode. If you can't remember what I told you last time, because this is the first episode you're listening to, or you're a new listener, or there's been a week between episodes, here's where you go. Goodstuff.fm/morningshow. We've got all of our episodes from when we started with the moniker Morning Show and moving forward, including this one. We'll be back again next week with another one of these. That's right. Another one of these mini ones leading up to our favorite time of the year, Halloween. I'm very much looking forward to it, Kenny. So until then, goodbye.
That's breakfast.
Goodbye. Oh, that's... Can we sign off with that, maybe? That's breakfast. That's breakfast.
I don't like it when you do it.
Oh, God. That's breakfast.